Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Apologies for the stumbling start. Steve and myself were doing a little pre-gaming. But Steve Rubbish is in the building. Brian Hall's in the booth.
We're here, man. Another day. It's Tuesday. It's game week. Trying to get back on track here a little bit. But, yeah.
It's funny you say that already. When you say back on track, you mean is it a Louisville back on track? Is it a Tuesday morning back on track? Where'd that come from?
No, I kind of meant for us. Just kind of, okay, let's get back to the normal. It's Tuesday. Let's, we covered everything from the weekend that was yesterday. So now you kind of start to move on to the weekend that is to come. That's how sports works, man. It's 1 week to the next. So we covered yesterday a lot of this Notre Dame situation, and now you move on to Florida State.
Okay, so you're fully done with the Notre Dame conversation. Because here's the thing.
Not fully done.
Yesterday, you and I did have the conversation about the We did have the conversation about the what Florida State will mean for the Notre Dame game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So kind of, can you wrap up that conversation for everybody? And Brian, I want your opinion on this one, too.
I got something, too, in a minute.
The Notre Dame, I think we all kind of agreed the Florida State will tell us, was the Notre Dame performance Louisville or was it Louisville getting revved up for Notre Dame?
Well, that's what I think Saturday at noon is going to show us with Florida State. So, I mean, we will, again, I think kind of where you settle on the Notre Dame game is what we talked about yesterday. What I think Drew talked about yesterday was very much so Baghdad, Kentucky.
I was getting that too.
They're going to get that.
I got a random call from Baghdad today too.
Really?
Baghdad, Kentucky?
Yeah. Must be a political call then.
Has to be.
Yeah, probably. I should have took it on air. Just like, what is this?
Yeah, it's not worth the risk.
I know. But, yeah, I think that what you're doing is you're saying, does you come out, you play well against Florida State and win the game? Now this week it didn't come out and play well. This week has come out, play well, and win the game. Then I think you look back and that Notre Dame game is a good point in the season. Whereas if you lose Saturday, it's like, well, in Notre Dame, we don't mean anything, at this point.
Oh, okay, let me ask you this. What do you think the Florida State level of excitement to come up to Louisville is? Like, is there still does Louisville still hold the – is it more of a pressure of, you better be Louisville, or is it a, we got a chance to go get Louisville in Louisville?
Oh, yeah. No, Florida State, I think is one of those deals now where you're looking at, okay, coming off that Carolina game, we go in, we beat Louisville at Louisville. That's going to be a game that's going to juice up their fan base. You beat North Carolina, who's number five in the country.
Are they in the same boat where you say, okay, if we beat Louisville,
yeah,
where that means our North Carolina win was legit?
Yeah, sure.
Because Carolina did make a late comeback.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. But no, I would think so. Brian, did you have
something? No, I was going to say the same thing. It's I think we talked earlier, I think it was last week, about how there's no really must-win games. But at the same time, both of these teams need a win. So I think the mentality of it doesn't matter who the opponent is, both of them are getting psyched up because they both know that there's kind of an immediate need for a win. So I think it's – and when you still look at the jersey of Florida State, you still get pumped up for that game. When you got a Florida State team coming to Louisville, yeah. But when we go back to the Notre Dame game, I'm going to say it's a little bit more of a little bit of both. I mean, Louisville was – I think Louisville came to play, and I think Louisville shocked Notre Dame a little bit. Maybe Notre Dame was overlooking Louisville a little bit, but I think it was more Louisville than Notre Dame not playing well.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And, yeah, no, the Florida State thing, I mean, again, I said this, man, when they beat UNC, that threw out the, it's a crappy game. No, dude. No, they just beat the number 5 team in America. This is a game. It's a game you got to go in.
First texter says Notre Dame wants Jordan Travis wants revenge. What do you think about that?
Jordan Travis wants revenge, and beating us isn't anything special since the 2-10 year. Okay.
Wait, go back to that.
He's saying, I think what they're saying is that Florida State is not getting psyched up to beat Louisville at Louisville.
Well, you'd be wrong. I mean, last year Louisville's an 8-win team. Like, that don't even make sense. Guys, I'm nervous. We won't be able to stop Travis. You think Jordan Travis has any
personal?
Because Bobby's not here. But I still wonder if he don't have a.
Puma doesn't even play.
No.
You left because of Puma.
No. I think Jordan Travis probably. I mean, there probably is a little bit of like he knows.
Yeah, that's my old school.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a little bit of that, but I don't know that he has a real
couple dudes that we're trying to take your head off.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm watching the game, and I said,
which one?
I was watching both simultaneously. North Carolina, Florida State,
okay,
and Notre Dame, Louisville.
Okay.
And a thought popped in my head to write down as a note, and I was just wanting your opinion on this one.
All right.
And it's a declarative statement, and you can pick it apart any way possible. Jordan Travis and Malik Cunningham are the same person. They're the same quarterback. What do you think, Brian?
Jordan Travis is what now? Say that one more time. Sorry. I'm texting my brother because actually I text him, and the thing that I was going to get to before I didn't know we were going to jump right into football.
We don't play.
You know it's voting season again.
Yep.
And you know that Tim Hall is running for J-Town City Council. So okay. I was going to give my brother a shout-out, and I text him, and he's like, hey, where's my shout-out? And I was like, oh, well, we jumped right into football.
Damn, Tim. All the love we show you.
He didn't text
you,
me that.
You want to start the show? Hey.
I told him to tune in, and then I was like, hey, I'll wait a minute, I'll do it next segment.
Fair enough, Tim Hall.
No,
but Tim Hall, J-Town City.
Well, go ahead and give him that, yeah, because I like Tim.
Malik Cunningham and Jordan Travis are the same quarterback.
Yes, I would say so. I would say that Malik Cunningham is the advanced version of Jordan Travis. I would say that Malik Cunningham is a little more experienced, does a little bit smarter things. Like, Jordan Travis still has a little bit of work to do, obviously, but he provided the spark. And we had this conversation last year about whether Jordan Travis or was going to compete for the starting job. I mean, halfway through last season, we were saying that Jordan Travis might be our starting quarterback next year. But I do think their style of play, when you're referring to that, very similar. They have the same type build. And
would you be?
I would say Jordan Travis has a little bit higher ceiling.
Would you be scared to face Malik Cunningham?
Say that
if Malik Cunningham was on Florida State, would you be scared to face him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a good. Yes. I think he's a quarterback that other teams fear, but at the same time, they know is beatable.
I mean, I think Jordan Travis has a little bit of the new thing.
the new hotness, the fresh face.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, even in that, I don't know what I mean. This is I'm doing this kind of on air, Brian. What was Jordan Travis? Look up Jordan Travis's stats against Notre Dame.
Against Notre Dame,
against Notre Dame. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that I see Texter. I agree because I kind of agree with Brian too. I don't know that neither really strike fear in my heart. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch Jordan Travis and go, oh my God, what are we gonna do with that? Right. I mean, is Jordan Travis better than Ian Book? No, I mean,
it's okay. Athlete for athlete, who has better athletes, Florida State or Notre Dame? Athletes.
I mean, it's close. It's close. Notre Dame gets a lot of good players.
Pulling it up 1 second.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Notre Dame's got a lot of good players, dude. I don't know. It's
all right, so Jordan Travis was 13 of 24 for 204 yards with a touchdown and an interception while adding 19 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown.
Okay. So that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty close. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah, Brian's probably about right. Probably pretty close.
I'm going to get his stats just to confirm.
Yeah. Because, you know, they run to Norvell throws the ball a little more. I mean, they run two different offenses. But, I mean, for what they do, pretty close. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you won't feel like Jordan Travis is the key to the game like Malik is the key to our game. Will Jordan Travis's play be comparable? Like, because I want to make the natural jump to, okay, whichever of these guys play better is the team's going to win.
Jordan Travis had better stats against Notre Dame because Malik Cunningham was 16 of 19 for 132 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, 7 carries for 49 yards.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's better stats.
I was going to say, that interception – I mean, would you take?
Well, he has 80 more passing yards, and he has 50 more rushing yards and a rushing touchdown.
Well, yeah, but he threw the ball almost 10 more times. I mean, you know, so it's like if you compare them compared to what they do, I mean, I think it's.
Yeah, not like fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, yeah, just as far as just straight up, he threw for more yards and ran for more yards, sure. But I think comparative to how they run their offense, I mean, they were about the same.
They're pretty the close. Same stock.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah. So it's one of those deals where, I mean, I don't know that it comes down to that, though. I mean, one thing I think it comes down to is, does Louisville's defense look as good again? You know, do they continue to improve? Because if Louisville's defense continues to do what they do.
If they can get some of those interceptions.
Yeah. Turn a couple, get off the field.
You know something that's kind of funny that we're having this conversation? Because if Jordan Travis had stayed at Louisville, we probably wouldn't even be debating him as the starting quarterback right now. We'd probably say, no, this is still Malik Cunningham's team until he graduates. Because he basically took the starting quarterback job last year by the grips. And we were so high on him and had such high expectations coming into the year. Jordan Travis would be the backup on Louisville, even though Jordan Travis may stats-wise be outperforming Malik Cunningham at Florida State right now as their starter.
It's fair.
Texter says, if Malik plays like he has been for us this year, I'd throw a high school JV team out there and be confident he isn't hitting wide open throws, so it doesn't matter who he plays for.
All right.
Wait, no. Go back to that.
Okay.
The previous text from that same one. How can you say that Notre Dame was off? We played better defensively.
But yeah, you got to flag this one because look, it's just okay. The one before that, we're 2-10. The one before that, we scored 7 points. You don't deserve to win. The one before that, can't stay with Malik if he isn't producing. The one before that, Satterfield's been getting out coached. Yeah, I mean, go back.
Satterfield's been getting out coached. That caused the same old L. The same offensive line was played.
Yeah, this is just somebody who just it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens. It's gonna be
something else that I'm gonna point out too.
T-Webb can make every throw.
Yeah, like we see all the texts, so like we can tell it's somebody. It's like, wow, we only beat Florida State by 21.
Every text is negative. Come on.
And if we'd have beat them by 24, it would have been a good game. Okay.
Else though, I don't think Jordan Travis has, you know, like a lot of hate for Louisville. He was homesick, and I think he honestly is going to have some friends on the team. I don't think that he's bitter towards the university. He chose to leave not because he wasn't playing or anything like that. He was homesick.
Yeah, no, see, that's what I think, too. Texter said it, too. Said, I think the Jordan Travis thing's a little overblown.
Very much so overblown.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say this, and I shouldn't say this.
Okay.
But I am, just because I'm in a mood this morning. Jordan Travis is a character, right? And as I'm watching the game, he was becoming the hateable character.
Yeah.
In your high school, was it teeny bopper shows?
Yeah.
He is the quarterback that takes the kid's girlfriend and treats her really bad.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. You're right, Texter. Florida State probably does have better athletes.
Jordan Travis, for those who haven't seen him before, because now he has the flat top and the good hair and the little fresh, like,
yes,
perfect cut, right? I'm telling you, he is the guy that he goes to the school and his family's from the rich part of town, and he takes everybody's girlfriend, treat them like trash, but he's going to get a scholarship, and he just looks like a total, my whole life is
Do you know?
He's a golden boy.
Yeah, he has a
golden boy.
He has a total golden boy.
The real narrative here should be the one guy that probably punches himself over and over is Chuba Purdy. He's probably like, what did I do?
I don't know.
He's going to go to Louisville. The quarterback transfers here, takes my job.
I know. Like,
I think Chuba still might be on deck.
Like, he's like, what in the world have I done here?
So then do we bring Travis back when Chuba takes over?
I know.
Just keep switching.
I think we can have the ability to make Jordan Travis look bad.
See, I agree.
Make it look like that was kind of a fluke, like a spark fluke.
I do agree with that.
Well, that text that you just said about Florida State having better athletes, I kind of disagree with that because we have some playmakers on offense. Well, he has weapons.
They're comparable to they're talking about Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
Like,
gotcha.
Athlete for athlete.
I thought they were talking about Jordan Travis has better athletes than Florida State to play with.
I will.
Is Jordan Travis going to throw L's down?
No. I don't think he's got that kind of.
I think he's probably still got friends on the team.
No, that's a text. That's not my.
He's probably going to be the guy that goes over and shakes hands and hugs with them all.
Yeah. Like, I don't see. Now I am with you there.
What?
Louisville's not done very. Louisville has not done well this year with a scrambling quarterback. Yeah, unfortunately, every quarterback we've played, I think, has been a, except maybe Pickett.
Did Book do great?
I mean, he went gray, but he still.
I mean, the touchdown run was the one.
Yeah, but then he had the one. We had the third and 12 or second 12. He goes right up the middle for 19 yards. It was like, God, it just felt like. I mean, it wasn't that Book was so great running, but it was every big moment Book took off and got a first down, and you're like, oh.
But you sacrificed a little bit of your tight defensive coverage to give that up.
Brian, somebody happy that you're back?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
They I won't read what they said, but they weren't pleased with the backups.
That's
okay. So
that's been
makes you feel good though that you needed.
Yeah.
Been an interesting
Wanted.
Wanted. Yes.
You're not even needed. You're wanted.
Wanted.
I mean, the show ran fine. You can do this. Somebody else can do
the show.
There's
been a couple of comments that I've got on Twitter and different things about my fill in.
Yeah.
Look, some people loved them, but I think the chaos agents loved him.
Sure.
Because they just.
Brian bucks the system. Like, Brian fits us. Because in this building, we're kind of the system.
Oh, bucks their system, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of our own show.
Yeah. So it's like, hey,
our own thing.
Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah, so.
We're an island unto itself.
Yeah. Let me see here. And that's fair, Texter. I'm sorry. Yeah, I get it. I'm disappointed with the team. People this season, I'm okay with, you know what, I've been a little negative because the season is just I don't want to be 1-4.
Good
so,
text.
So, yeah, that's good that. Text. That's fair. If you explain that, I get that.
We're good.
Yeah, because I do think that there's a little bit of angst going into this Saturday. I mean, you can't run from the fact that it's like, 1-4 right now doesn't totally feel like you're being jabbed with a dagger because you're going, I think we can win quite a few down the stretch. But after Saturday, it's pretty much you take an L on Saturday, right? I mean, it's pretty much like you have to do what we hate to do, Marcus. You're going to have to listen to Steve go, you just got to kind of try to get better for next year. Because if you lose Saturday, you do, and it makes me sick even saying that.
I don't say for next year. I'm still like, no, you have to get better next week because I still got to know.
Yes. But you lose the fan base Saturday with a loss. I think you lose. I think people at that point are going, I don't really care if you beat Virginia Tech now. You know, like, just get better. Figure it out this year. You'll see a lot of people will go home Saturday night and start watching Carly Jones film.
You lose Lawrence, that game. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I'm already watching Carly Jones film right now.
I knew that.
But I look at it like this. Saturday, whatever the weather's going to be, is going to be predictable with what type of offense we're going to run on Saturday. If it's raining, we're going to run the ball. We're going to probably put back 7 or 8 yards back. Because Satterfield, he's the stubborn man. He's like one of those coaches, like, I'm going to do it this way. Nobody can tell me what to do. And I'm not going to change. So I'm just going to deal with it like it is right now. Satterfield runs the team. He can do whatever he wants because he's the head coach. I'm not going to tell him different no more. I'm just going to wait till he get his horses in there, and we're going to see what happens.
Lauren, real quick, let me ask you. Did you listen to his press conference yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Ooh. Well, listen. Listen to what I'm going to say. I appreciate the call. But here's the thing. That was such a perfect call at the perfect time to lead me into this uncomfortable conversation. And Joel, give me a second. Now, I'm not going to say, I'm going to do one of those apologies, but, right? It's apologies, but everybody hates those. Okay. So it's not really an apology if you say but behind. I'm probably the king of doing that.
Yeah.
Don't apologize to me with a but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But.
Here's the thing, Steve. Do you know what I'm in particularly talking about when Lawrence said about being stubborn? Does that spark something from yesterday's press conference?
No, I'm listening.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Over the debates, the debates that I've had with some of the fan base, we kind of go back and forth about, you know, like the text yesterday that said you're okay with the onside trick play but not, you know, trick plays, right?
Yep.
And you know, I did my best to separate that, like, yeah, momentum, I got the momentum, I'm not bailing us out with a trick play.
Yes,
I'm aggressively, you know, I'm making this play call in a situational, you know, thing.
Yeah,
it's different from we can't get yards running the football left or right, so I'm going to do a flea flicker.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say I'm not going to – we're still in – I got to get you guys executing sharper.
Sure.
Before I do, you know, a bunch of other stuff. But – and I agreed with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I am – again, me, Marcus personally, is a big guy on execution over time to where it becomes second nature. To me,
right.
Sports is – you can't play sports at super aggressive level until it becomes second nature. It doesn't become second nature if you're still trying to, you know, try new things and stuff like that. You know, that's just my philosophy on how the best teams become the best teams.
Right.
Because it takes some time.
Sure.
Right. So yesterday during the press conference, Coach Satterfield basically admitted that he was too stubborn with the run.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't just be that stubborn and keep banging my head against the wall. I'm listening to it and I'm saying, no, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we look at those, you know, those replays and you see those, come on, JV, and you know, it's there, you know, you overran it, you know, like I understand what he's saying in a hindsight conversation. Yeah, I probably should have just, you know, trusted my quarterback some more.
Yeah.
And then what do we say? Why did Puma pass against Florida State, throw that? We should have ran the ball three times and got out of there with that win. Right?
Sure.
So the 2020 vision thing is like, you can't do anything about that. Because that's always going to be right. And what you did in a loss is always going to be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But were you surprised? And this one's for Lawrence. He did say he was being too stubborn with the run. Again, I don't agree, but I'm the same guy that can do Alabama 6, LSU 3.
Oh, no, same, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got no problem.
No, I mean, even Saturday, I mean, I'm okay with that. It's good football to me.
Yeah.
Defensive touchdowns mean something.
Notre Dame was okay running that clock all the way out.
Yeah, I like the chess match of actual, I mean, you know, of football.
Right.
I mean, now I like shootout too, but.
No, but to me, that game was, okay, we're going to run till we break one. We're not going to put it up in the air more than we have to because we're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it and we're coming off a game with some turnovers.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. But, yeah, like I said, I do understand him saying he was being a little stubborn with the running.
No, I get it.
But I also say.
I get it.
No, in the heat of the moment. You don't want to take that chance? Yeah. I don't want to take that chance. I'd rather put my money on Javian breaking one.
Sure.
Finding a crease.
Let me clean a couple of these texts out real quick, and we'll get to the phone lines. Kind of bounce back and forth. I know people want to get in today. Chubba Purdy should have went to UT. No, he shouldn't have because they have Harrison Bailey, who you might see this week against Alabama. They're going to play Alabama. They're going to cover that too, by the way. Watch that. All I'm saying is Louisville – little doubled up on Alabama this past weekend. We still attract that TV audience.
Oh, that was a good I think you sent me that tweet. What was it? What do you remember what the numbers were on that one?
I think Louisville was
like you literally doubled their game numbers. The Notre Dame Louisville game put up what a 9.99 Nielsen rating or something like that.
Yeah, it was something. It was 9.9. Georgia, Alabama was 7. Kentucky, Tennessee was 5.4. But it was on the SEC network. So,
Joe, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Marcus, Steve, first off, don't do it often, but I'm going to do it here. I super disagree with what you guys are talking about with the run. Okay. And I do agree with Satterfield finally at least coming out publicly and saying, look, man, I got to be smarter. I agree with that 100%, and I'm actually happy that a coach would come out and say that, meaning, you know, I think something along the lines of his comments were, look, when I go out there and I'm going to run a run play and I see they brought the defense has basically stacked the whole box and I'm still running it, I got to do something different and not be stubborn. And that's absolutely 100% right. That goes back to the predictability part that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks or other people have been talking about for a couple of weeks. You don't just come out, I'm going to run first down every play, every series. I'm going to pass, and I'm going to run another third down and long. You got to switch it up at this point, right? You're 1-4. My thing is about Saturday, I mean, to me, Steve, to kind of talk about the game, I mean, we've went through the season and said, you know, this is a big game, this is a big game, this game is big, blah, blah, blah. Saturday is the biggest game of the year, and not just because it's the next one, but to me, if you win that game, again, I said this yesterday, I think they have a shot to run the table. I really do. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech's going to be tough, but the other people they got left, they could win those games, and you're going to take confidence finally getting past the FSU. But if they lose that, I mean, you might as well start looking forward to next year, man. So Saturday is the biggest game, and not being cliche, legitimately the biggest game this team got, man. So,
All
right, guys.
Appreciate it, man. I agree with him on that part. I think,
of the game.
Yeah, and I think it's situational. You know, I mean, of course, you know, Notre Dame, before the season, Notre Dame's the biggest game of the season. You know, Miami was the biggest game of the season. But yeah, I mean, to where how things have fallen, yeah, I agree with him. Saturday is – there's no downplaying the importance of winning. This week is winning. Like last week was Play well. Like, do what you did. Do what you did. I'm fine with that. This week, it's winning the game. So, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with him. The other part, I agree with both of you, and I think both can be right, because I think you're right on the run thing, and I'm with you on that, because I do think that that's something to build program you have to establish. You have to be able to do.
Yeah, and saying, and after a game saying, I should have trusted my quarterback more. It's like, yeah. Every game you lose, you say that.
But I'm okay also with him saying that, though. And I'm okay with him saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we do have I am willing to look and go, maybe I could have deviated here or there and took a shot. You know, maybe I could have done this. So I'm okay with that, too. I mean, they watch film, so they know what they're watching.
Is it Jake or Jacob? Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
It's Jake.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Jake?
This is what I got. His offense is predictable. And you can pretty much predict anything will happen in UofL's offense. And I think, he said in his news conference, he knows he's messed up the last three games. And he's not out there throwing the ball. He's not out there running the ball. He's not out there catching it. We have to make our plays. The line has to block. But it starts with that quarterback. He has to play. He ain't been doing it. I would like to see somebody else in there give him a shot. Maybe that'll put more motivation under his backside. Malik, to bring it on and not hold back. Looks like he's holding back to me.
So do you think that? Oh, appreciate the call. I tell you what, is motivation a thing for Malik? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. The tease going into the break was a little bit of conversation. Again, this is one of those times where we're just kind of digesting where we're at, where we are moving forward. I want to know what is the approval rating politically of Malik Cunningham right now.
It's better this week than what it's been, I think. I do think people said 16 for 19. Even if it's still not making the throws we want to make, you know, as fans, 16 for 19 is still pretty solid. I mean,
and just for the record, like, he didn't say like downfield throws. Like, Coach Satterfield talked about getting the ball to the outside, like bubble screen, like getting just a one-on-one out. So before you spike the ball about the creativity, let me ask you something too. Speaking of creativity. Is Kentucky's offense predictable?
Yeah.
Who's more predictable?
I mean, probably them. I mean, they run the football. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every school's predictable.
Everybody has their own.
You watch eight games under your coach. they're predictable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody. I mean, you have
you
what you do.
You trap people in with predictability.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's when you call certain things,
right.
You know, that matter. But I mean, like when we get on the goal line or we get in within 10, I mean, I feel pretty confident we're going to score almost every time.
And you feel like you're going to Marshawn Ford.
Yeah.
And guess what?
It works. Yeah. And it works about every time. So,
right. Have you ever seen the goal line Marshawn Ford pass not work?
Very few. I mean, if so, it's just the pass was off. It wasn't that the
right.
play was off.
Do you
off,
think yeah. every coach assumes that that dive play was probably coming?
Yeah.
So every coach should be fired who gives up a touchdown on the goal line when you give up that pass to Marshawn Ford.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm agreeing with
right,
what you're
right,
saying
right.
in theory. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, you do what you do. But yeah, no, I mean,
you execute it though.
Yeah. I think it's a matter of getting the ball in playmakers' hands in space a little better. Like Braden mm-hmm. Smith's a kid that with the ball in his hand can make some plays. Dez can make some plays. Tutu, I mean,
right.
he's a little more of a downfield guy.
No,
but
Coach said it. He said all those downfield players are going. You're going to have to hold the lineup longer.
Yeah,
which is a risk. The interceptions is a risk.
Sure,
the fumble, big loss of yards, the sack is a risk. Risks that have all cost us a lot of possessions throughout the season. Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and be a Malik defender up until now, and the reason is this. I don't know if Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, way more than 50% of our drives, we have a tackle for loss or a penalty, and we're putting him in second and third and 14 situations. And passer ratings, accuracy, everything goes way down just because of the way it is. So six out of seven series, I heard yesterday on the radio, six out of seven series against Notre Dame, we were behind the sticks. You can't put a quarterback in that situation, man. You just can't. I mean, so let's go. Even when we get a good first down run and we're second and six or second and five, we're all of a sudden in third and nine, third and ten, and we're asking him to do that all year long. Now, man, I know he's missing throws. I know he's missing deep balls, and he's a good deep ball thrower. But I'm telling you, he is in second and 14, third and 11, third and 12, way more than you want any quarterback to be. That's all I got. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Mike. I don't totally disagree with that either.
Seven.
I'm going to leave that there the whole show. You can read that over and over. No, I don't totally – sorry, Mike, we were not referring to you. We were laughing at something else. But I think that, though, may be what Coach Satterfield's talking about a little bit with running the ball with different things is what Mike's saying may be kind of the – I mean, I know it's kind of a John Madden, you know, duh moment, but mm-hmm. might be kind of the key to Louisville's is – we are kind of in the boat right now where when we get behind the sticks, you almost kind of feel like the drive's over. Like you know, it's like one sack and you're almost like, well.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's not running anything.
Yeah.
That he's not running anything that's going to put the team at risk of turnover.
Yeah, so maybe the more important thing is just – whatever you can run, you know, on first and second down to not, you know, I mean, and right now.
But again, the runs that go straight to the line, those are the ones that keep you out of second and long.
Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, they get stuffed. And then you're like, you know, you're second and 10, third and 10, you know.
But see, again, that, I guess that goes back to our fundamental conversation. Like the loss of four or five is like brutal.
Yeah, but I just don't know what you do. And what I mean by that is I don't know what you do to – I mean, the only – okay, and I want to ask the texters this and callers, 3831-939 text line, 8150-939 phone line. Is the only answer go to T-Web, right? I mean, if you want to throw it, like, I don't – you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what do you do? I mean, Evan hung one out there. I mean, he put it up there. I mean, the wind kind of took it a little bit. You could see. I mean, but I mean, he put it up there. I mean, and it was in the guy's hands. I mean, so
it just doesn't seem like he had enough zip to merit replacing Malik. Though.
Right. I tended to agree. I mean, now granted, we gave him one pass and two runs, and was like,
oh, yeah, but the pass, that was not.
Yeah. So I'm like, Puma.
I was being so harsh on Evan because. You wanted to see him just rip one.
Yeah, I did too. You felt like, okay, maybe he comes in. But Puma is obviously not going to play. He's still not on the depth chart. So as far as the 1-2. So the only answer if it's not Malik is...
I couldn't think of a crime Puma did that would merit him.
No. So I mean, do you get what I'm saying now? I mean, it's T-Webb. Are you willing to flip the keys to T-Webb?
Even just back and forth, like, somebody has got to be able to rip the football.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Malik did hit those two comebacks on the drive, man.
Yeah, that's why I say I think
he's
okay
capable of it, man.
With Malik right now. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm okay with that after watching that game.
Jackson, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, I want to talk about the defense. They played great, but you saw what happens. I've been, tooting this horn all year when you blitz. You know, blitzes, certain packages of blitzes do protect the defensive backs because you can roll coverage to the side where you're blitzing from, okay? Secondly, on the offensive line, Rummage, you know what the key is. What's the quarterback's best friend? Tight end.
Tight end, yeah.
Got to use your tight end. And slants. When's the last time you've seen us running slants? We have great receivers. What's the difference between a 3-yard pass or a 5-yard pass and a 3 or 5-yard run? Nothing. 5 yards is 5 yards. We need to do a little dink and dunk, little slants, hit your tight ends on first down sometimes. Keep teams guessing. Because what teams are doing now is they're sending 7 guys, and they're not even running to the ball carrier. They're running to zones. If you watch the film, watch how they do it. They all run to a zone out of that zone read, and they're waiting when the running back gets there. And that's why we're getting, first and 12, second and 12.
Jackson, let me ask you this. You trust Malik with slants?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I agree with Jackson on this. If you can't trust him, sorry, Jackson, you can finish your point just a second. I didn't mean to cut you off, but if I can't trust my Division I Power 5 quarterback, throw a slant, he's gone.
That's what we've been saying, though.
Then he's got to go.
Right.
We'll know that.
And who's your receiver? Des Fitzpatrick? I got him one-on-one on a slant route, as physical as he is. I put my money on him.
Most of the time, yeah. No, look, Jackson, I appreciate
it. Just spoke to Eric.
Yeah. No, look, I appreciate it. I tend to agree with him on that, though. And not because he buttered me up at the tight end spot. I mean, even though that is true. But Marshawn Ford gets plenty of love, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with him on that, though. Like, we don't have any quick hitters that can boom, quick drop, put it in there. I mean, because, Malik, if you can't make that decision, then give me T-Webb and let's go. I mean, let's give me the freshman and let's get him ready. That's when I'll go into throwaway year mode. Just get T-Webb ready.
I mean, listen, go back and look at the games. Slants have been the highest risk.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean,
so I'm not saying I don't wish we had slants. I wish we had slants.
Yeah.
We don't have, I don't, like I said, middle of the field linebacker, trash in the middle.
Yeah.
We don't do a good job. We don't do a good job with that stuff. So, are you ready to punt on Malik because he can't throw a slant?
I would be. Yeah. If Coach Satterfield told me maybe that's just not what he likes to run. I don't know. But yeah, if Coach Satterfield told me, Steve, I can't run slants because Malik can't throw them, I would say, then please don't ever play him again.
Well, the problem with committing to Malik is you're committing to a year and a half because you still have a year. I mean, he's still here next season.
He's
so
here for two more seasons.
It's, I mean, at some point, you got to switch to T-Webb if he's the future.
But, I mean, he just went 16 from 19 and lost by 5 points to the number 4 team in the country. So, I can't switch now.
No, you don't make the switch.
Yeah, right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but we're having – here's what sucks. We're having predestined conversation for what the conversation will be if they lose to Florida State.
Yes.
Because next week, the conversation we're having right now is the conversation.
If you're a T-Webb fan, you're hoping for a loss almost.
You lose to Florida State, I'm sorry. It's T-Webb for the rest of the year. I don't care. Don't tell me what he does in practice. Don't tell me. That's my freshman. That's my guy. I'm serious. Monday morning, if we lose to Florida State, Monday morning, so help me God, you're listening to me right now on 10:58 on October 20th. I will come in here next Monday, and I will say it's T-Webb for the rest of the year. I don't want to see another quarterback for the rest of the year because, to me, it's over. Let's get better. Give me my freshman. Let's get better. I'm sorry, Tennessee's doing it too. Look, they're give me Bailey. Let's see the freshman stud. It's time to get better. Yeah, I will be done if they lose to Florida State. Like, let's go. Give me T-Webb for the rest of the year. Now, if Malik wins, which I think will probably happen, let's keep it rolling. Let's try to 16 for 19 up at Notre Dame. Played them to 5 points. Let's beat Florida State. And then let's roll into Virginia Tech.